Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. On Broadway.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. That's my new book, The Third Ingredient with a number three. That book's won 5 international awards. I'm very proud of it. John Chambers is here, folks. John is the legendary CEO of and chairman of Cisco Systems. For 25 years, he led that organization to unbelievable growth through good times, not so good times, and then back to good times. That's the mark of a leader who can recover from those things, folks. And he's written a book, and you're going to want to know about it, Connecting the Dots, Lessons for Leadership in a Startup World. John, I'm so glad that you wrote this book. People will really benefit from it. I've got the essence of it in front of me here. And when's it coming out, by the way?
It came out a month and a half ago, and off to a good start. But its target is small business owners and business students and MBAs, et cetera. And it's sharing the experiences. And I've seen every story there is to see, done some of them well and need to improve on others. But people kept asking the same questions. They said, why don't you write a book? Much harder than I ever dreamed, Jim. I admire you for writing one. It took 14 months, and I'm a dyslexic by background, so writing books was hard for me.
I can imagine. When I tell men, I've written 4, and I tell men that writing and publishing a book is as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
Yes, and at times I almost gave up on it. It was that hard. But
I can imagine.
I think I love to teach, and I love to share experiences. I love to build great teams, and I'm doing that with 16 startups across the U.S., and doing it because that's where all future job creation will occur. The big companies won't grow jobs. So if we don't get much stronger job growth in the Midwest and the Southeast in terms of startups and small business getting bigger, we're going to leave behind a lot of America, and you see that in the voting patterns as well.
Yep,
so
I agree.
I'm doing it because I love building things. I also do it because it's fun and trying to make a difference.
The book is all about being connected. You talk about a connected leader, the connected company, the connected customer. Why was that a big deal? Why was that the focus?
Well, I think when you have a technology change occurring at the same time business model changes, that's when disruption occurs, for good or for bad. And that's where an Amazon disrupted Walmart, and I was on the Walmart board and we saw them coming. That's where a Tesla disrupted GM. That's where the Internet disrupted traditional retail.
Airbnb disrupted the hotel industry.
Exactly, and people that thought Uber was a taxi cab replacement didn't understand it was shared assets sharing. So the ability to see that change occurring and know it would change the world, not just business, but the way you work, learn, play, that's what we focused in on. You're about to see it again with the concept of digitization. Don't make it too complex for your small business listeners. It's about when Cisco was founded, going from 1,000 devices connected to the Internet to 20 billion today to 500 billion in 10 years. And
wow.
You're going to be able to get that information for your supply chain, for your customers. You're going to be able to have to mine social media in terms of what are your customers really saying about you, et cetera. So I think small businesses can move fast and be innovative, but they've got to think about what are the technology changes combining with the business model changes they're going to face, regardless of what industry they're in.
And the good news, John, is I know you've seen this, and your company did this. The granularization of the capability, of the power, is coming faster and faster to Main Street. There was a time when we had to wait a decade to get something that IBM paid $50 million for, 10 years earlier. We finally get some little template that they use today. Sometimes we even get it first, the granular per unit cost, something we can afford, a granular resource is very powerful today, isn't it?
It really is, Jim, and you hit an important point for your listeners, is we're now seeing small businesses move faster than big businesses, and candidly, they're able to attract more talent. Most of our graduates coming out of the key universities no longer want to go to work for a big company. That's not just true in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It's true in France. It's true in India. And so you're able to get even higher talent. They want to work in a fast-moving environment. And the big companies are a product of their past, and they have a lot of trouble positioning themselves for the future. So I'm seeing often innovation with the 16 startups that I'm currently coaching, investing in on their boards, often occur in the small to medium-sized company, to your point you just made.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about the connected leader. The connected customer is also the third section in your book. This is something really important because in my third book, I talked a lot about customer expectations. And what customers expect of you is for you to connect with them the way they want to be connected, don't they?
Yes, they do. And you've hit one of the most basic lessons that I think many businesses make huge mistakes on. I always had the best customer satisfaction in the whole high-tech industry every year. I paid all my team on customer satisfaction. I led by example. I talked to a half dozen customers a day every day. When on the road, I talked to several hundred if I could in terms of the direction. Most companies think they connect well with their customers. The surveys show less than 10% of customers believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Every customer I ever sold to, I can go back and sell to today, and that's whether that customer is somebody as famous as a Prime Minister Modi in India or President Macron in France or any of the political or government leaders today or business leaders. That's about trust. So I build relationships for trust, and I listen to my customers. They told me who to acquire. I acquired 180 companies, Jim, if you can imagine.
Wow.
And that acquisition is one of the ways you grow, 12 of them for over $1 billion. We got a replicatable innovation playbook, much like a sports team, and we were teasing about football earlier, but we run that play so fast, we can decide to acquire a company on a Thursday night, not even knowing what they do, and announce a $3 billion acquisition by Monday morning.
John, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. John Chambers, ladies and gentlemen, Connecting the Dots is the name of his new book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.